Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, September the 16th, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have given us an understanding of your truth. We thank you that you have revealed to us all that is to happen in our time, and that you have inspired those who are writers to reveal that which is happening in secular means. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings, and we ask that you would continue to give us the strength that is so necessary that we might stand with you and for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I came across an article in the New York Times that I found rather compelling. It was written by Sharon Lafreniere. Let me spell her last name for you. It's Lafreniere. The New York Times, and it was published on September the 14th. That's September the 14th. And the title of the article is Trump Health Aide Pushes Bizarre Conspiracies and Warns of Armed Revolt. Now, I noticed that some of the individuals who have seen this, some of the commentators who have seen this, have smiled at it and thought it was rather funny. But somehow or other, I believe that as time progresses, we might have to take this a little bit more seriously than they are at the moment. The New York Times, September the 14th, 2020, writer Sharon Lafreniere, and the title, Trump Health Aide Pushes Bizarre Conspiracies and Warns of Armed Conflict. Now, the person that the article is referring to is Michael Caputo. And he's just recently appointed to the health department in Trump's cabinet. And there's an opening comment that the writer of the article uses here. It says, Michael R. Caputo told a Facebook audience without evidence that left-wing hit squads were being trained for insurrection and accused the CDC scientists of sedition. She continues. She says, Michael Caputo, the top communications official at the Department of Health and Human Services, complained that he was under siege by the news media and said, his mental health has definitely failed. Now, he is the communications official at the Department of Health and Human Services, and he's saying that there is an insurrection being taking place in the CDC. He is also accusing the scientists there of sedition. All right, so let's take a look at the article. The top communications official at the powerful cabinet department in charge of combating the coronavirus made outlandish and false accusations on Sunday that career government scientists were engaging in sedition in their handling of the pandemic and that left-wing hit squads were preparing for armed insurrection after the elections. Michael R. Caputo, the Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs at the Department of Health and Human Services, accused the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention of harboring a resistance unit determined to undermine President Trump, even if that opposition bolsters the COVID-19 death toll. Now, that's quite an introduction to the whole thing. But they actually did play him saying stuff like that. And they smiled at it, but as I said before, I think this ought to be taken seriously. Continuing the article, it says this. Mr. Caputo, who has faced intense criticism for leading efforts to warp CDC weekly bulletins to fit Mr. Trump's pandemic narrative, suggested that he personally could be in danger from opponents of the administration. And now listen to what he says. If you carry guns, buy ammunition, ladies and gentlemen, because it's going to be hard to get, he urged his followers. Now let me read for you what he said again in that speech. If you carry guns, buy ammunition, ladies and gentlemen, because it's going to be hard to get. He went further, saying his physical health was in question, and his mental health was definitely failed. I don't like being alone in Washington, Mr. Caputo said, describing shadows in the ceiling in my apartment. They are alone. Shadows are so long. He also said the mounting number of COVID-19 deaths was taking a toll on him, telling his viewers, you are not waking up every morning and talking about dead Americans. The United States has lost more than 194,200 people to the virus. Mr. Caputo urged people to attend Trump rallies, but only with masks. To a certain extent, Mr. Caputo's comments in a video he hosted live on his personal Facebook page were simply an amplified version of remarks that the president himself had made. Both men have singled out government scientists and health officials as disloyal, suggested that the election will not be fairly decided, and insinuated that left-wing groups are secretly plotting to incite violence across the United States. I hope you're listening to me. Continuing the article, it says, but Mr. Caputo's attacks were more direct, and they came from one of the officials most responsible for shaping communications around the coronavirus. CDC scientists, he says, haven't gotten out of their sweatpants except for meetings at coffee shops to plot how they're going to attack Donald Trump next, Mr. Caputo said. There are scientists who work for the government who do not want America to get well, not until after Joe Biden is president. That's quoting him. All right. Now, that's interesting, because Mr. Caputo is the Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs at the Department of Health and Human Services. And these are the things that he is saying. Continuing. A longtime Trump loyalist with no background in healthcare, Mr. Caputo, who's 58 years old, was appointed by the White House to his post in April, at a time when the president's aides suspected the health secretary, Alex Azar II, of protecting his public image instead of Mr. Trump's. Mr. Caputo coordinates the messaging of an 80,000 employee department that is at the center of the pandemic response, overseeing the Food and Drug Administration, the CDC, and the National Institutes of Health. Mr. Caputo is a critical, integral part of the president's coronavirus response, leading on public messaging as Americans need public health information to defeat the COVID-19 pandemic, the Department of Health and Human Services said in a statement. Mr. Caputo's Facebook comments were another sign that the administration's deep antipathy and suspicion of its own scientific experts across the bureaucracy and the growing political pressure on those experts to toe a political line favorable to Mr. Trump. This weekend, first Politico, then the New York Times and other news media organizations published accounts of how Mr. Caputo and a top aide had routinely worked to revise, delay, or even scuttle the core health bulletin of the CDC to paint the administration's pandemic response in a more positive and favorable light. The CDC's morbidity and mortality weekly reports had previously been so thoroughly shielded from political interference that political appointees only saw them just before they were published. Mr. Caputo's 26-minute broadside on Facebook against scientists, the news media, and Democrats was also another example of a senior administration official stoking public anxiety about the election and conspiracy theories about the deep state. The label Mr. Trump often attaches to the federal civil service bureaucracy. Mr. Caputo predicted that the president would win re-election in November, but that the Democratic opponent, Joseph R. Biden Jr., would refuse to concede, leading to violence. And when Donald Trump refuses to stand down at the inauguration, the shooting will begin, he said. The drills that you've seen are nothing. Now that's Mr. Caputo speaking. And I want you to understand, I want you to remember today that this is a serious matter. And this will only become more intense as time progresses. Continuing the article, it says this. There are no obvious signs from administration officials on Monday that Mr. Caputo's job was in danger. On the contrary, Mr. Trump again added his voice to the administration's science denialism as the president visited California to show solidarity with the fire ravaged West. He challenged the established science of climate change, declaring it will start getting cooler. He added, just watch. I don't think science knows, really. I don't think they know what they're talking about. Mr. Caputo's remarks also dovetailed in part with those of Roger J. Stone Jr., a longtime confidant of both Mr. Caputo and Mr. Trump. Mr. Stone, whose 40-month prison sentence for lying to Congress was commuted by the president in July, told the conspiracy website InfoWars on Friday that Mr. Trump should consider declaring martial law if he loses re-election. Grant Smith, a lawyer for Mr. Stone, was among the followers who had joined Mr. Caputo's talk on Sunday. Mr. Caputo has 5,000 Facebook friends, and his video was viewed more than 850 times. He has now shut down his account. Overall, his tone was deeply ominous. He warned again without evidence that there are hit squads being trained all over this country to mount armed opposition to a second term for Mr. Trump. You understand that they're going to have to kill me. And unfortunately, I think that's where this is going, Mr. Caputo added. In a statement on Monday, Mr. Caputo told the Times, since joining the administration, my family and I have been continually threatened and harassed by people who have later been prosecuted. This weighs heavily on us, and we deeply appreciate the friendship and support of President Trump as we address these matters and keep our children safe. He insisted on Facebook that he would weather the controversy, saying, I'm not going anywhere. And he boasted of the importance of his role, stating that the president had personally put him in charge of a $250 million public service advertising campaign intended to help the United States return to normal. The Department of Health and Human Services is trying to use that campaign to attract more minority volunteers for clinical trials of potential COVID-19 vaccines and to ask people who have recovered to donate their blood plasma to help other infected patients. Department officials have complained that congressional Democrats are obstructing the effort. While Mr. Caputo characterized CDC scientists in withering terms, he said the agency's director, Dr. Robert Redfield, was one of my closest friends in Washington, adding, he is such a good man. Mr. Caputo is partly credited with helping choose Dr. Redfield's new interim chief of staff position. Critics say Dr. Redfield has left the Atlanta-based agency open to so much political interference that career scientists are on the verge of resigning. The agency was previously seen as mostly apolitical. Its reports were internationally respected for their importance and expertise. Mr. Caputo charged that scientists deep in the bowels of the CDC walked around like they are monks and holy men, but engaged in rotten science. He fiercely defended his scientific advisor, Dr. Paul Alexander, who was heavily involved in the effort to reshape the CDC's morbidity and mortality weekly reports. Mr. Caputo described Dr. Alexander as assistant professor at McMaster's University in Canada as a genius. To allow people to die so that you can replace the president is a grievous sin, Mr. Caputo said. And these people are all going to hell. A public relations specialist, Mr. Caputo, has repeatedly claimed that his family and his business suffered hugely because of the investigations by the special counsel, Robert Mueller III, into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Mr. Caputo was a minor figure in that inquiry, but he was of interest partly because he had once lived in Russia, had worked for Russian politicians, and was contacted in 2016 by a Russian who claimed to have damaging information about Hillary Clinton. Mr. Caputo referred that person to Mr. Stone and was never charged with any wrongdoing. Mr. Caputo later wrote a book and produced a documentary, both entitled The Ukraine Hoax, to undermine the case for Mr. Trump's impeachment. Mr. Caputo worked on Mr. Trump's 2016 presidential campaign for a time, but was passed over for a job in the administration. He remained friendly with Dan Servino, the former campaign aide, who is now the deputy chief of staff for White House communications, and played a role in reconnecting Mr. Trump and Mr. Caputo. Some of Mr. Caputo's most disturbing comments were centered on what he described as a left-wing plot to harm the administration's supporters. He claimed basically that the killing of a Trump supporter in Portland, Oregon, in August by an avowed supporter of the left-wing collective was merely a practice for more violence. "Remember the Trump supporter who was shot and killed?" Mr. Caputo said. "That was a drill. The man suspected in the shooting, Michael Forrest, was shot dead this month by officers from a federally led fugitive task force in Washington state. He went down fighting," Mr. Caputo said. "Why? Because he couldn't say what he had inside him." Now that's a very, very serious article. And I know that when some of the commentators read it and they begin to smile on television, it occurs to me that they should take this seriously. These people are planning for a bloodshed one way or the other. And the name of the article is "Trump Health Aide Pushes Bizarre Conspiracies and Warns of Armed Revolt." It was published on September the 14th, 2020 in the New York Times. The writer of the article is Sharon Lafreniere. Let me spell her last name again for you. It's Lafreniere. Before we close, let me quickly look at another article here today. The title of, well, this article is found in the Lawfare website. That's the Lawfare website. And it was published back on October the 2nd, 2019. The writer of that article was Mary B. McCord, M-C-C-O-R-D. And the title of that article is "Armed Militias Are Taking Trump's Civil War Tweets Seriously." The title again, "Armed Militias Are Taking Trump's Civil War Tweets Seriously." Here's some of that article. "Over the weekend, the president sent a tweet that seemed to warn of civil war if he were to be impeached and removed from office." Now here's the tweet. "If the Democrats are successful in removing the president from office, which they will never be, it will cause a civil war like fracture in this nation from which our country will never heal." And of course, that particular tweet was Pastor Robert Jeffries' original statement, but the president sent it out. Now, of course, Robert Jeffries is one of the far right wing evangelicals who support Mr. Trump. He's the one who has the Wednesday prayer meeting in the White House, in the Oval Office. And he and quite a few others, Jerry Falwell Jr., etc., These guys, they all support the president because the president has promised to remove the wall that separates church and state. Now, let me just read a couple more paragraphs from this article. Although the president was quoting Pastor Robert Jeffries' comments on Fox News, he was adopting them as his own. It might seem tempting to dismiss this language as a piece of President Trump's typical Twitter rhetoric, but it is worth paying particular attention to this tweet, because among the people who read it were militia groups enthusiastic about exactly what Trump portended. And while no violence has yet resulted from the president's tweet, it would be foolish to underestimate the power of Trump's comments to call rogue militias to action, particularly if there is an impeachment and he continues to use this rhetoric to fan the flames in the days after his Civil War tweet. He went on to use similar incendiary language, referring to impeachment proceedings as a coup. Now, we'll stop there in that article, but the article is found in the Lawfare website. It was published back on October the 2nd, 2019, and it was written by Mary McCord. Armed militias are taking Trump's Civil War tweets seriously. Now, that was back in 2019 about the impeachment. He was impeached, but he was not found to be removed. The article that we read first follows that up, and it also talks about violence and civil unrest. The original article that we read today, the New York Times, published September the 14th, 2020, Trump health aide pushes bizarre conspiracies and warns of armed revolt. Dear Heavenly Father, today we thank you for the warnings that you continue to give us. First, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have told us in advance, so that now that we are seeing it come to pass, we know that you have told us in advance. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to be ready for the time to come. Give us the strength and the confidence and the faith and the endurance necessary to stand with you and for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your Daily Briefing, September the 16th, 2020.